M.E. Art, daar gaan we over praten. In het A-theater, vroeger Grunniger Sprook. Naast mij zit Jacob Wren. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. You're from Canada, so you probably won't speak Dutch.
It's true.
That's true. And you have a performance in the A.T. Theater, The DJ Who Gave Too Much Information.
Yes.
And it's based on the idea that all the records that we have from the early days, that they always remember us to something that happened then.
Yes, no, it's very much what we do is very simple. We have about 110 records, and we have a story for each record, and we play the records and tell stories about them. And they're stories about how songs are weaved into our life, and we remember important moments of our life through songs. We have an understanding about politics, about love, about work through songs. They help us understand what we think about things and what we think about the world.
Did you make up that stories, or are they true?
They're true stories about the band. They're stories that happen to us. They're stories that happen to our friends.
Like the story, the song that I remember when my dog died, the things that, like that.
Yes, but no. We wouldn't do that. That would be cheap. We're very nice in Canada.
Okay. It wasn't Man Brute. I mean, I have a song that I remember.
What the song when your dog died?
I can't tell you because I'm probably going to cry.
Oh, that would be sad. And this is comedy.
It's comedy, yeah?
Yes.
Is the audience allowed to choose to pick songs, or are you...
No, but if people have stories about records, they can tell us afterwards, and with their permission, we could use them in the future.
Uh-huh.
So it's always growing and changing.
So you get more records and more records every time?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we always like it if we have a little example in our aperitif show. That's why, of course, That's why your pickup is here.
Yes.
And you brought a record. So yes. Let's just show something, Jacob.
So this is a record by Hefner, who were an indie rock band from London in the 90s. And I was a huge fan of Hefner. I still am a huge fan of Hefner. And I went to see Darren Heyman, who's the lead singer of Hefner, play a concert in Montreal, where I'm from. And for the first set, Darren Heyman was alone on stage and played all Hefner songs solo. And it was like kind of a large club. Maybe it would fit maybe 500 people. And there were only maybe about 30 or 40 people there. And like me, they were all diehard Hefner fans. And I think for about 45 minutes straight, we all sang Hefner songs together. It was maybe like the most communal experience I've ever had of singing along with other people. And then after the concert was over, I think a lot of people there were there alone, like I was, and we all left alone. So we had maybe this very communal experience of singing together, followed by going our separate ways.
That's the story that belongs to this record. It is in your performance.
Yes.
Tonight at 7:30 in het A-theater voorheen Grunniger Sprook. Als je er naartoe bent, moet je dus rennen. Wij zijn om 7 uur klaar. Kun je halen? Je moet alleen. Yes, deze jongens moeten zelf ook zo meteen direct weg. Pick-upje moet weer mee. So, stage is all yours. I had her on the carpet, twisting and spinning about. Trying to guess what she needs. Trying to guess what the fuss was about. She had a conscience, I'm sure.